All week, the News 1130 Midday Show is interviewing some of the key players who helped to shape the event. So how much has the city changed since 22 million people from around the world came to Vancouver?
Former City Councillor Gordon Price joins us on the line now to discuss. So, Gordon, what was the original vision for the area around Falls Creek after the fair?
You know, it goes back, actually, to the 1970s. I think you can trace some of the ideas that ultimately got expressed in the Concord Pacific development into a plan that Marathon Realty, the CPR's real estate arm, had back then. As the city was developing the South Shore, they thought, well, you know, we could do a similar kind of mixed-use residential development at significant higher densities, and some of it looks eerily like what's there now.
Now, what were the broader effects on development and real estate in Metro Vancouver?
Yeah, I think what happened was that certainly planners, political leaders, saw what was happening on the South Shore of Falls Creek and the particular form, people call it Vancouverism or the Vancouver style, and thought, you know, we'd like some of that too. So if you go to places like Port Moody or Coquitlam, Surrey, and their regional town centers, you can see many similar ideas that were used in the design of Falls Creek being incorporated into their centers as well. You know, when I look back at the fair itself, I think that what it did for a lot of people, that and SkyTrain, it introduced them to real, what we would call urbanism, the idea that a dense city with primarily focus on people moving by feet, being able to drink outdoors, and just the pleasure of watching other people, why we go to places in Europe, that we introduced into the city through Expo and then took some of those memories and those ideas, what people said they liked about Expo, and tried to apply it to the built city, the permanent city, the place where people are really going to live, not just visit. And I would say I'd give us, you know, a good A- on this one. I think we were able to take much of that and by building on past presidents, provide something that certainly proved popular in the market and did become the basis for other parts of the region and other cities. Everywhere from Dubai to Dallas have incorporated ideas that you could say were rooted in what they saw in Falls Creek.
Now, you mentioned SkyTrain there. How has rapid transit shaped the region?
Well, I think you could say it has had more of an effect than the fair itself. You know, we got the Canada Place, maybe BC Place. We definitely got some benefits that stayed on after the fair, but nothing matches the Expo Line for really shaping the growth of the city and how we move through it. It was a really exciting new technology. This was really the first time that anyone had built a automated transit system, no drivers. And even though the technology itself hasn't been broadly adopted, the world is just now catching up with the idea of an automated transit system. After the Evergreen Line opens, we will still have the longest automated transit line in the world. And the frequency that that allows has given us an expectation of performance that is as good, if not better, than almost everywhere that I've been in my experience, and certainly remarkable for a city of our size.
What was Expo's biggest legacy?
Well, I think the combination was one of those magical moments. We'd come out of a really bad recession in 1981, so Expo opened with a real sense of optimism and possibility. We had followed through on our intent with the Expo Line to build transit rather than freeways. The planning that was done afterwards that produced Concord Pacific just again happened to hit the right circumstances. It was a combination of all that pent-up growth, plus, of course, Hong Kong going to be reverting to China. With the sale to Li Ka-shing, definitely sent a message. We're seeing the consequences of that still. But at the time, it allowed for an investment in the region that allowed us to fulfill our own goals and expectations. This wasn't anything that was imported from Hong Kong. This was homegrown.
That is former City Councillor Gord Price. You can catch all of the interviews we've done on Expo 86 this week at news1130.com, including a big cache of photos.